Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. The prayer today will be given by the House Chaplain, Tim Perrier. Chaplain?
Thank you, Speaker. Members, welcome back. Let's pray. Father, I ask you to bless each one of these friends. Remind them that it's no accident that they are here serving as members of the Florida House of Representatives. May they always be aware that their primary service is to you and then to the people of Florida. We also remember the families, the spouses, and the children who are standing guard back at home as these friends serve here in Tallahassee. We ask that you keep them safe until they are reunited with their loved ones. Finally, a benediction from the Apostle Paul. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
106 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and the visitors in the gallery will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Speaker Pro Tem Clemens. Members, please take your seats. The clerk will read the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and the Florida House of Representatives, we, Kathleen Pasadomo, President of the Florida Senate, and Paul Renner, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, by virtue of the authority vested in us by Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, do hereby proclaim that the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session pursuant to Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, at the Capitol in Tallahassee, Florida, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday, February 6, 2023, for a period of 12 days, ending at 11:59 p.m. on Friday, February 17, 2023. That the committees and subcommittees of either house of the legislature are authorized to consider legislation within the purview of this proclamation from this date forward. Kathleen Pasadomo, President, the Florida Senate. Paul Renner, Speaker, the Florida House of Representatives. Reading of the proclamation, Mr. Speaker.
Show the House convene in special session. Members, it's good to see everyone again, and you've heard the proclamation and had an opportunity to look at the bills that have been filed. I want to take a moment just to roadmap where we'll be headed this week. So this afternoon, we'll have an appropriations committee on two of the bills pertaining to special session. Tomorrow, there will not be any special session activity. There will, however, be regular committee meetings as regularly scheduled. Wednesday, we will continue with regularly scheduled interim committee week meetings until 1:30. Committees will meet then on special session legislation that afternoon. Thursday, interim committee week meetings will again also take place until 1:30. The House will then convene at 2 p.m. to take up special session bills. Again on Friday, we will convene in special session at 10 a.m. and take up those bills. Monday is available to continue special session if needed. I want to personally commend our sponsors, Representatives G. Lombardo, Snyder, LaMarca, Hawkins, Schoaf, and Daley, for their diligent work on the special session legislation we have this week. Are there matters on introduction and reference?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there communications? Representative Driscoll.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have filed House Bill 15B and 17B, which the House has determined is outside the call. I move that pursuant to Section 3, Article 3 of the Florida Constitution and Section 11.011 Florida Statutes, that House Bills 15B and 17B be admitted for introduction outside the call by the required two-thirds vote.
Representative Driscoll moves that HB 15B and HB 17B be admitted for introduction by the required constitutional two-thirds vote of the membership and is recognized to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, 15B is a bill about insurance affordability, and we've been here before. In fact, our special session 2023A was all about property insurance. Unfortunately, during that property insurance special session, we passed no relief that I could see that provided immediate rate relief to Florida's homeowners. Meanwhile, we have Bill 17B, which is eligibility for medical assistance or related services, which, not to hide the ball, is about the expansion of Medicaid. Expanding Medicaid is the most economical and efficient way to extend medical coverage to nearly 800,000 Floridians who are currently without coverage and who need it. Meanwhile, Medicaid expansion would also provide significant relief for Florida's state budget and a boost to its economy, bringing $14.3 billion back into our budget that Floridians like you and me and our neighbors and every constituent already pay into the federal system for Medicaid. So my caucus, you know, we talk about it all the time. We believe that every Floridian deserves the freedom to be healthy, prosperous, and safe. In order to be healthy, you need health care coverage. In order to be prosperous, you need property insurance that is affordable, available, and accountable. When constituents come to my door or they call, and I think I can speak for the members of my caucus, what they want to talk about are kitchen table issues. They don't want to talk about immigration. They usually don't even talk to me about any of the bills, frankly, that we have up for special session today. The most urgent issue for them is whether or not they can put food on their table, and they want to make sure that they don't have to choose between providing a meal for their family or paying their insurance. I can attest, even personally, that I just lost my legal assistant at my job, my day job, because she and her husband are nearing retirement and they can no longer afford their property insurance or their property taxes. So this is a real issue impacting Floridians. Both of these are real issues. And I encourage you, members, to think about your constituents and vote up on this motion to expand the call of session on these very urgent and relevant and timely issues. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Thank you, Leader. The vote is on the motion to admit HB 15 and HB 17B for introduction outside the call, which requires a two-thirds vote of the membership. This is a procedural motion and is not debatable pursuant to Rule 11.3. All in favor of the motion, say yay.
Yay!
Opposed, no?
No.
Show the motion is not agreed to. Are there communications?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there meetings on matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills on the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there announcements? Wow. Okay. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Thursday, February 9th, 2023 at 2 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.